producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Adams joined us, investigative journalist, to chronicle the incredible criminal history of the illegitimate run-for-profit for the offshore banks, Internal Revenue Service. And I talked to senior people in the IRS in Austin, one of the biggest IRS centers in the country here. They admit it's all true and a total fraud and a total scam, and the ultra-rich are tax-exempt, and the illegals are all allowed to be basically tax-free in many cases and to launder money. I mean, this is all just a mafia government. So that's coming up. I said I'd get into the open borders situation. We reported on this a few days ago. Drudge picked it up first. Now it's in mainstream news today. But suspects in murder, a Border Patrol agent, arrested and deported numerous times. They were living illegally in Texas. We reported on this yesterday, or actually 2 days ago. So now it's hitting national news that they have been deported over and over again, and we're just running around robbing and killing people, reportedly for fun and to rob them. So there you go. Texas eased rules for housing immigrant children. They can basically do anything they want with them and have no inspections, and no Congress can't get in. Nobody can get in. Overwhelmed by the arrival of thousands of undocumented immigrant children, the state of Texas relaxed its standards. That's called laws. The legislature, you're breaking the law. You just say now, like Obama, we're relaxing standards for the shelters that house them, mainly because the illegals are crapping on the floor. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just in the news. Governing how much space, you just won't use the toilet in some cases. Never had a toilet. I mean, I don't blame them. And why not? The EPA does it. Maybe that's the new sign that you're in the in crowd. You just walk into a restaurant, crapping all over, crap on the table. I mean, why not? It's racist. Walk into a police station and just walk in and just crap right on the front desk, and just, and they're going to go, they're start arresting me. I go, what? I'm culturally sensitive here. That was in the news last week. That's why they're having all these inspections. People are getting in trouble because there's just crap everywhere. But easing rules governing how much space each child needs and what kind of facilities they should have. Maybe that'd be the new American flag. It's just somebody crapping on the floor. I mean, the EPA, by the way, when I said this a few months ago, people thought I was joking. Then I mentioned it again a few days ago or last week, and people were on YouTube going, I thought he was joking, till we flashed the article up. No. At EPA facilities all over the country, they go the U.S. citizens, we're not just playing the illegals here because they grew up like in, you know, cardboard boxes. I feel sorry for them. They go to the bathroom at their desk in hallways, and they're not just lazy and pee on the floor. I mean, in Idiocracy, you have a toilet built right into your seat. That's trendy. No, I mean, you got to have a hipster beard, a hipster, you know, hipster. Well, by the way, there's a new article out. Islamic State's new icon is a hipster. And I saw this a few days ago and thought it was satire. But now it's in the London Telegraph. I look at so much news. I looked at it and thought, that can't be real. You guys, if you'll punch this up for TV viewers, it's so ridiculous. Islamic State's new icon is a hipster jihadi, sword-wielding supporter of the caliphate, is a university graduate from a well-off Cairo family. I bet you $1 million he's CIA or Ford Foundation or Soros Group. I mean, you can just look at it. What a joke. And, hey, they're carrying out Democratic Party operation to murder every Christian they find, split the throats of non-radical Muslims, and just rule savagely, rolling with power like Akron. You walk in Akron and go, I got children. I want to run as sex slaves. They're like, sir, you came to the right place. Time to run ops. And if you don't run child sex slaves in America for the Democrats, you're a racist. And if you're at the EPA and you don't just projectile crap all over the walls, you know what? Maybe when I was at CNN a few years ago for the Piers Morgan deal, and I'd been at the same studios before, and it was all nice a few years before, and now it was all gross while I'm on this scatological deal with it. Carl Rove, who listens in Austin, I'm sure loves. But I'm disgusted by it. I'm not obsessed with it like he is, with his nickname for the president, TB. I don't mean tuberculosis. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Turd Blossom. That it was like Jackson Pollock's all over the walls. Green, brown, black crap. I mean, maybe maybe that's what America is. Maybe you prove you're a Democrat now by just running around the street. Don't even wear diapers. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Former Congressman George Hanson had the eye of the tiger. Back when no one in government dared criticize the IRS or speak on the floor of the House on C-SPAN about stories of them taking homes without even warrants or without even juries, jerking the diamond rings off little old ladies' fingers. He would expose that it was a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve that had been set up in 1913. And I remember interviewing Hanson back in the mid-90s, again, after 2000. I tried to get him on last year and again earlier this year and learned that he was in bad health and could not come on, but he recommended Mark Adams, who is his biographer. And when we look at what the IRS is doing today, going after hundreds of thousands of conservatives, libertarians, Tea Partiers, pro-life groups, Christian groups, land rights organizations, setting people up, arresting people, it's created a giant chilling effect. Or even mainline Baptist churches hand out letters we've shown here on air telling their practitioners when you go to a church dinner, don't even talk about politics when you're having dinner. Well, I mean, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes into the freedom of the press, the right to assemble for a redress of grievances. So petitioning, all of it's in the First Amendment. More important, the founders believe in the second, but the two go together, like a horse and carriage, like an engine and a caboose, because it's the pen that is so mighty, even more than the sword, because the sword will fail if it's not backed up by the pen. That's the info war. Pentagon says 90% of war is now info war. They say soon it'll be 90-plus percent, 98%. And so that's why we're going to remember what's been happening to George Hanson. We're going to look back on what happened to him. But first, we're going to start at present times and work our way back with investigative journalist Mark Adams, who, again, has a book coming out on the subject. And Jesse Ventura joins us in the next hour. We'll have news as it breaks as well. More on the border. Russia prepares large-scale invasion, battle-ready forces of infantry, armor, artillery, and air defense. That's up on Infowars.com. You've got some of the other important news up on Infowars.com. NATO warns Russia will use a humanitarian mission as pretext to invade Ukraine. CDC remains silent on potential Ebola victims in the U.S. COP, if Obama doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have to. There's video of that. Amnesty supporter hits protesting a woman's car. CDC getting dozens of calls about people who are ill after traveling to Africa. 911 dispatcher issues insane instructions to woman whose house is being robbed. Put down your gun. That's the kind of news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, Robert Redford has come out. He wants to be basically tax exempt. He's suing the state of New York over $1.6 million in taxes. And it's always the Democrats, if you look at the numbers, the congressmen that don't pay taxes, the big rich moguls that don't pay taxes, the Bill and Melinda Gates that get out of taxes, the Warren Buffetts, while lobbying to have poor people's taxes raised because they get it in government contracts. Truly a disgusting group of kleptocrats posing as loving liberals who have the moral high ground. Now, before we go to Mark Adams, if you're a TV viewer, we'll show you some of the photos of Congressman Hanson, who was tortured. And that's the story that we haven't gotten to yet. He was driven around, his teeth knocked out. He was driven around for months. They call it dieseling. Those aren't even the bad photos we found online. Until his... Yes, they call it diesel therapy. Thank you, John. Where your toes pop, your legs rot, your feet burst. In fact, the photos we found online aren't even the ones he sent me more than a decade ago that were just unbelievable. But this is the type of evil that you'd imagine in a communist gulag happening to Alexander Solzhenitsyn that goes on. So he's too ill to keep fighting on, but he fights on through his biographer and researcher. First, I want to play a clip from the early 1990s on Geraldo Rivera with Congressman Hanson when it was admitted and confirmed that he indeed had been targeted and tortured. Here it is.
But in my case, I beat them on the tax matter that they tried to throw at me. In fact, we had a five-figure refund. But they did everything they could to try to embarrass you in the middle of an election, all that type of thing, and then it didn't stop. They tried to come at you from other directions, the Federal Election Commission or the ethics reports that you file with Congress. And it didn't even matter if you went to the committee that handled the reports and asked them how to file the reports with two attorneys present, and they filed the reports. They made sure that one agency of government, the one they work with, the Justice Department, came in and got you anyway, even though you followed the instructions. So they have a way of getting you if they don't like you, and there's a whole host of stories. Any politician that stands in their way, they're not safe either. They file taxes.
And you wonder why people go along. Well, the NSA is blackmailing. We had William Benny on a few weeks ago to say, no, it's confirmed they spy on the Congress and blackmail them and threaten them. And then they had an intel operative come out in the news and say, I claimed I interviewed someone from an intelligence community when Bill Binney is the highest level NSA person to ever go public. He was number four at the NSA. when he quit in October 2001. This is the PSYOP they run. Telling you there's no death panels in Obamacare. Telling you there's no open border. Now they admit it. Telling you that you can keep your doctor. Telling you raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. Telling you there's no tyranny. They're lying to you. So, Mark Adams, I'm going to give you the floor for the next 6 minutes till we go to break. Where should we begin? Currently what's happening or at the beginning?
Well, gosh, thanks for having me on, Alex. I'll tell you, it's remarkable. So much of Congressman Hansen's fireball career, it directly relates now to the exposed collusion of the IRS and the Justice Department working together to try to destroy the Tea Party. And for sure, 2014 has been a busy year for the IRS. As reported in the New York Daily News on June 24th, United States Archivist David Ferraro, he testified to Congress that IRS did not follow the law when it failed to report the destruction of Lois Lerner's emails. Also, on June 24th, it was revealed that the IRS was forced to pay $50,000 to the National Organization for Marriage for illegally disclosing their donor list. That was reported in the Daily Signal. And then let's also remember Christine O'Donnell, when it was revealed last February that the IRS illegally disclosed her confidential tax documents. And then at the end of June, June 30th, the Hill newspaper published an article with this headline, Senator Thune, he's from South Dakota, Lerner emails on Senator Grassley show the need for a special prosecutor. And in the Hill newspaper, it quotes Senator Thune. He says, we're all very concerned when we hear that the IRS, in addition to targeting political groups, may be targeting conservative senators who've been critics of the IRS. Well, the fact is, the IRS has been targeting lawmakers for a very long time. Their first victim was Senator Ed Long, a Democrat from Missouri. And this takes us all the way back in the 1960s when Johnson was president. Senator Long spent an unprecedented 3 years investigating the Internal Revenue Service. And he was outraged at what he discovered. And he did not mince words. He warned the whole country how too often the IRS acts like a Gestapo preying upon defenseless citizens. And his hearings generated a lot of press coverage because they also exposed the illegal wiretapping that was going on with the IRS and the FBI. And in fact, way back in, I think it was 1967, he published a book titled The Intruders that documented the government's crusade into secret and illegal surveillance.
Absolutely. I've read that book, and that's cited by so many people that began to expose the NSA as well. And that data is shared with all these agencies that are really mafias to do whatever they want. We're going to go to break with investigative journalist Mark Adams. I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, and come back and break this down because it's getting worse. And every year, they cut more and more white-collar investigators. That's the headline, but IRS that investigates billionaires. And they only focused on political now. So they're becoming purely political on top of it and getting away with it. So what happens when they get away with persecuting people in the NSA spy? You get a full-blown tyranny. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know where John called.
So what we have going on here is a reign of terror. And it's intensifying. And I saw in the Wall Street Journal just a few months ago where they cut even more of the white-collar fraud investigators across federal agencies, like the Election Commission, the commissions that look at the stocks and bonds, the IRS. The IRS will let one house in Austin get $80-something million dollars over several years of fake tax returns. Obviously, it's being laundered to the Democratic Party and others. It's not a house of four or five illegals getting that. Same thing in Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles, California. It's there, though, to tell churches you can't have free speech and speak out against abortion when that's not even a law. But just like the mafia can threaten to break your legs, and it's illegal, but still, a lot of people buckle to them. So we'll get into Congressman Hansen's story, and we'll go back and look at the hearings that exposed it and what happened to him specifically, and then move forward. But it's just important to understand this is a reign of terror, and giving into it only makes it get worse. The answer to their chilling effect and their intimidation is to get more vocal against them, to get more aggressive, and to let the politicos that come after you know that when they try to set you up, Eric Holder may get out of it, but they're not going to get out of it. You're going to sue them forever. You're going to dig into their background, their other cases, and just like the Michael Mortensen case, you're going to end up sending them to jail. It may take 10 years, but I've always warned the government and everybody else, I know I'm clean. And if anybody ever sets me up or tries anything, I am going to make your life miserable by the full extent of the law forever. And I've got lawyers and a trust set up. My money isn't set up to own a jet airplane. My money isn't set up to live in a big house. It's set up to take care of my kids, a little bit of money I got, and to make whoever kills me or whoever sets me up their life a living hell. I don't mean to go off on a jag, but I've talked to so many top lawyers here on the air. I don't want to get that top EPA lawyer on and FDA lawyer on. He does both. I forget his name. He's the top lawyer in the country. We had him on, and he's won a whole bunch of cases against the FDA, EPA, you name it, when they're bullying people for no reason. And he said, look, we go after the judges and the prosecutors for the crimes they've committed and all the money they're getting from the companies themselves. This is a mafia. They shut it down real quick. That's the only way to beat the feds in federal court. That's why they got a 97, 98% conviction rate, because it's a mafia, folks. But you start investigating the lifestyle of the people that set you up, oh, they quit real fast. I'm sorry, we got a long segment coming up. I'm eating up your segment here. Mark, get back to that member of the Congress who was getting into this in their book, The Intruders, and then move forward to what it's grown into today.
Yes. Well, here's how they set Senator Ed Long up. Bill Lampert was an associate editor at Life magazine, and he was contacted by an official in the Justice Department who worked closely with the IRS. And this official promised Lampert a big, juicy story about the crusading senator. And it was the May 1967 issue of Life magazine published an article that made the outrageous accusation that Senator Long's hearings, which were exposing all this illegal wiretapping, they in fact interfered with the government's investigation of organized crime. The article also accused Senator Long of collecting $48,000 in bribe payoffs. Now, Long, he of course denied the accusations. And as for the $48,000, that was a legal finder's fee from an attorney in Missouri. Money, which in fact he had reported to the IRS, and he documented the trail of payments. Later that summer, 1967, a Senate investigation committee cleared Senator Long of of any wrongdoing.
But it shows the incredible dirty tricks that scare everybody else off. And we're showing the news articles on screen right now that our guest sent us. We'll be back to look at more of those documents for TV viewers. We'll break them down for radio listeners. This is important. This is how they're destroying America. We've got to expose it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. The backup site has a lot of news on every day that doesn't end up on InfoWars.com. But sometimes I find more on Prison Planet than I do on InfoWars. But regardless, that is the backup site. We're on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And, of course, most of the big Twitter accounts that have like 5 million, 10 million followers, it's come out in the news, are fake. The presidents, the first ladies, ours isn't fake. We came to Twitter late in the game, so it only has like 280,000 followers on it. That's still good because it's real followers. And sometimes I'll tweet on the weekend if something's happening, or I'll tweet a video, or I'll tweet an article, or I'll tweet a photo, or I'll tweet humor. You get more of my humor, which might be funny depending on your views, at Real Alex Jones. Very important to follow Real Alex Jones, even though it's a globalist platform. It's very useful. Now, we had fans that set up fan sites on Facebook pretty early on. That's why we have 3 million folks that like us on Facebook, about 900,000 on one, and you add all the others together, it's about 3 million. And that's because we got there early. One thing I noticed about the internet, it's important to get there early. When some new platform comes out, if you get to one of these sites late, it's not as easy to dominate it. And of course, we've dominated YouTube. We got to that, not really early, but not late. We got to it by about 2005, right when it got sold to Google. We were on it before it got sold to Google, whenever that was. And obviously, on one channel, we didn't set our channel up till like 2009 or so. And that one has 400 and something million, but all put together, 800 million on big channels alone of people that have seen our videos. And that's just big channels. I can't even track all the others. And I'm not tooting our horn. I'm saying people are awake. Liberty is popular. And now the IRS has been exposed, being political, going after people who are innocent. But it's a fraud to begin with. Didn't get set up till 1913. The average American didn't pay money to the IRS till the 1950s. And here's a headline from the New York Times in 2000, April 16th. IRS more likely to audit the poor and not the rich. And since then, I've seen that headline over and over again where there's not auditors for Warren Buffett, boys and girls. but if you own a car dealership, you're getting audited every year. If you own a restaurant, you're getting audited every year. That's what the poor people think are rich people. Or if you make $20,000 a year, $30,000, those audits went up in 2013, they reported this year, and of rich went down even more. But I'm ranting. I want to give Mark Adams, investigative journalist, the floor, and then a new article that just went live on Infowars.com. North Carolina sheriff to residents fight back against crime by taking up arms. And he goes on to say crime is exploding in their county. Due to the illegal alien crime wave, the economy being bad, and that's the truth. Crime has gone down since 1992 with the end of the crack cocaine epidemic. I remember when I was a kid growing up in Dallas, there'd be sometimes 4 murders a day, 5 murders a day. I remember hearing, 20 murders in the last 3 days over the weekend. Dallas had the highest crime rate, worse than Chicago when I was growing up. But it was more than that. They think it was the lead and the fuel made people violent or something. I mean, I grew up where if you looked at somebody wrong, they would just jump out of their truck while it was moving and just run towards you. I mean, it was just like fist fights constantly. I lived in a nice neighborhood. And people were shooting each other and stuff sometimes. It was like wives shooting husbands, you name it. Just crazy stuff. But I don't know why I'm going off on that jag. The point is, since guns became so incredibly popular and concealed carry came out, that the FBI even admits that's one of the largest reasons crime's gone down. Also taking lead out of the fuel. Lead will make you a mad dog, folks. That was a big part of why the U.S. was so violent, because we would lead the fuel. A lot of other folks banned that before we ever did. But so I give that to the left, who always talks about crime dropping being fuel. That's part of it, but the guns are the biggest, because lead was out for a long time. Crime went down some and then down even more by the mid-90s, 2000, and through that, when the lead had already been out by the 80s. But I'm going to go back to my guess. You know how I love factoids. But now, because of the economy being in a depression in most areas and methamphetamine and the rest of it, crime, muggings, shootings, people knocking out the window in your car, people stealing your bag when you go to the bathroom at the restaurant. Petty crime is off the charts. And what's happening is people trying to carjack. Carjack's coming back. It's not as bad as it was since the concealed carry came in, but it's coming back. They're just getting killed. Muggings are going up. They're getting killed. So the sheriff, we're going to play the clip after our guest leaves us and Ventura joins us. He says, get guns. Learn how to use them. Because the sheriff's department is overwhelmed, and departments are saying this everywhere, start shooting these people. Somebody tries to mug you, tries to break in your car, grab the revolver, shove it in their chest, pull the trigger till they're dead, till they're off of you. And that'll teach all these people to go out and get a job and work and not go around knocking people on the head. Let's go ahead and go back to our guest, Mark Adams, the investigative journalist who's writing a book about Congressman George Hanson, who was arrested, tortured. He's getting into earlier congressmen and senators that were persecuted. Then I want to get into his torture and when your book is coming out. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Alex. One thing I want to point out here, it was the Life magazine article that really sabotaged Senator Ed Long. He lost the primary election in August 1968. Life magazine never published a retraction, even though it was proven that he was innocent of those charges that were put forth in the article. Well, on August 6th, 1968, 46 years ago today, the IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen, called Bill Lampert, the associate editor at Life magazine, to offer them his congratulations.
And by the way, we're showing the New York Times article as you speak. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, Bernard Fensterwald, he was chief counsel to Senator Long's committee. He also did not mince words. He came right out and warned senators and congressmen who are not scared of looking into the IRS have to be crazy, because the IRS will just ruin your career.
And they should have all gotten together as a coalition against cowardice and all come out, or even 30 or 40, and then they couldn't bring them all down. But instead, cowards all sit down while great men like Congressman Hansen are tortured.
Yes. Well, one senator who came forward was Senator Joseph Montoya. He was a Democrat from New Mexico. He chaired the IRS Appropriations Subcommittee. And in 1972, he started lining up witnesses to testify before his subcommittee about IRS atrocities. Well, in 1975, he was sandbagged when IRS operatives colluded with Bob Woodward and the Washington Post. IRS chief blocks audit of Montoya's taxes. Well, that was the screaming headline on the October 19th, 1975 edition of the Washington Post. And that article by Bob Woodward, it's got all the appearances of a real work of sabotage. Right there at the beginning of the article, Woodward states that Montoya, Senator Montoya, had been twice recommended for prosecution because he allegedly failed to file returns going back to World War II they were looking at, 1945 and 1946. But then, four paragraphs later, Woodward writes, there is no evidence that Montoya has illegally evaded taxes.
For those that don't know, Bob Woodward, I'm not defending Nixon, was naval intelligence, and that was a total setup. They were giving him all the intel to bring down the presidency, to bring in a soft queue of bureaucrats. So anytime Woodward or Bernstein, especially Woodward, are involved in something, you got to look out.
Well, yes. In fact, what Montoya was doing was he was making people nervous. He was going full throttle to, again, show America how the IRS behaves like a Gestapo, preying on defenseless Americans. Now, remember, in 1968, the IRS finally got rid of Senator Long. Now, just 4 years later, Senator Montoya is in hot pursuit. Woodward doesn't mention any of this. All he says in his article is he, Montoya, is well known on Capitol Hill for his active interest in IRS matters. Of course he has an active interest in IRS matters. He's the one who chairs the subcommittee that oversees the IRS.
Yeah, the headline should be IRS persecuting Congress, IRS going after their bosses, IRS in political sabotage of those that would bring him to justice. IRS tries to block congressional prosecutor. That's what's really going on.
Well, in fact, in 1972, when Montoya was really getting serious of looking into the IRS, that's when the IRS district director in New Mexico decided to start investigating Montoya. Then, in December IRS Chief Intelligence Division. This was in San Francisco. And that memorandum branded Senator Montoya as a tax protester. And they further smeared him as one who would advocate violence against revenue.
And we're showing that memo right now. So if you're on the committee to control the IRS and you don't like them abusing old ladies and taking their houses, you're a tax protester because you're exposing this criminal organization.
That was the position of the IRS.
Now we're going to have you back for a second interview, obviously, to go over more of this or a nightly news, because you sent us so many documents. I want to do an interview when your book comes out as well, sir. But first off, we got a lot of ground to cover with Congressman Hansen. But you're showing the pattern here that links up with today of why Congress won't do anything to the IRS.
Yes. Now, what's interesting here is it was later exposed, well, this is more than 10 years later, that one of the IRS operatives that was used against Montoya was later used against Senator Hansen.
Key.
That person's name is Everin Reig. He was transferred. This is now in 1975. He was transferred from Albuquerque to Salt Lake City.
So they have to find specialist goons to target good people, even in these rogue agencies. They find specialist hitmen to do these political jobs.
Yes. And when he arrived in Salt Lake City, Everin Reig, who is now promoted to IRS intelligence chief, he was collaborating with IRS district director Howard Martin. And they used the same blueprint that destroyed Senator Montoya and Senator Long, only this time the target was Congressman George Hansen.
Let's talk about what they did to him.
Okay. This is the election year, 1976. And in that summer, there was a fateful event, the Teton Dam burst. And as a result of that, a lot of Idaho citizens and businessmen lost everything they had. Congressman Hansen led the battle to secure over $400 million in flood damage reimbursements. But before the waters barely even subsided, the other side of government showed up. What happened next truly warps the mind. Agents from the IRS swooped down on the flood victims with plans to tax their government relief payments. Congressman Hansen fought them on that tooth and nail. He called it a flood tax. Then, 3 weeks before Election Day, a scandalous article appears in the Lewiston Morning Tribune. And with lots of supporting detail, the article alleged that Congressman Hansen was not paying his taxes. Now here, because of a courageous IRS whistleblower named Paul DeFossus, a lot of these players have been identified. Like I said, there was the IRS intelligence chief, Everin Reig. There was the district chief, Howard Martin. Well, Everin Reig was contacted by Robert Huntley. He was the campaign treasurer to Stan Kress. Stan Kress was the Democrat candidate who opposed George Hansen. And information, I should say misinformation, lies were provided to Robert Huntley. And then those were used against Congressman Hansen by Stan Kress in a debate that was being held at Idaho State University.
So that's key. First, they discredit you. They have mainstream media put out disinfo on you. Then they come out and indict you for something. And then they try to break you, torturing you in the dungeons.
Yes. There was also a clandestine meeting in the offices of a history professor, Richard Stallings, at Ricks College. He was the campaign manager for Stan Kress. Well, Richard Stallings is now running for Congress, from Idaho, 2nd District.
Well, is he running as a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Unbelievable. That needs to be known.
Yes, indeed. Now, what happened here, though, with George Hansen is interesting. Unlike Senator Ed Long, unlike Senator Joseph Montoya, George Hansen survived the sabotage, and he won re-election. Afterwards, the IRS struck again. Now they put Congressman Hansen through the ringer with a criminal audit. It was a grueling audit. It was being conducted by the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS.
Which is hanging out and meeting with the guy that ran against him.
Yes. But once again, IRS smear tactics blew up in their face. After months of auditing, it was determined that the government owed Congressman Hansen a refund.
But it doesn't matter. With the IRS, there's not just double jeopardy, there's triple jeopardy. And soon they'll get in their hands on him and get him in a dungeon. We'll be back with the criminal foreign bankers that run the country. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How many people have you seen in the news who were audited after criticizing the IRS? And so the common response is out there is, well, you better shut up about them. Well, that allows them to engage in their pillaging of innocent people. And are we really a nation of cowards that bad? In most countries, tax systems come and go. People are always changing stuff and not putting up with it. The IRS is a political group of oppressors. I'm not even saying the average rank-and-file person's bad. They're just there doing a computer job. But the technicians of it are out of control. And look at people like Joe Bannister, a Treasury agent, who found out it was all a scam, quit over it. But he was a rising star. They tried to put him in federal prison twice, but the jury's found him not guilty. I mean, this is a crazy group, folks, who've been ruling this country, and it's getting worse. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Super high quality, non-GMO, storable foods. Great customer service, 866-229-0921. Oh, excuse me, 866-229-0927. Again, 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. All right, let's go back. Let me just ask you briefly, and I want to finish up in this segment and the next, and then Jesse Ventura's coming on with investigative journalist Mark Adams. Let me finish up with you. I know the story. The public doesn't know the story. A, how is Congressman Hansen now, George? How is George doing? And then B, finish up what happened to him.
His rejuvenation powers are remarkable. He has many, many medical afflictions, but his mind is hyper, razor sharp, and he fights on. And gosh, there is so much that has happened to George Hansen. Twice he has been illegally railroaded to prison. The first time, when the United States Marshals got their hands on him, he was giving a speech somewhere in the Midwest, and they hired a private rear jet to pick him up, flew him to National Airport, booked him into the Alexandria County Jail under the alias Fred Smith to hide him from his family and friends. The second time when they got their hands on him, that's when they dragged him all over the country in chains with a black box attached to the chains to interfere with your circulation to cause those horrible injuries that you enumerated earlier.
Let's be clear. They grabbed a congressman like Rendition,
yes,
threw him on a jet, and flew him off. I mean, this is the mafia that is our government. No one is safe from these narcotics trafficking murderers.
Indeed. If they can do it to a congressman, they can do it to anybody.
And really, that's the headline, you know, the true story of a congressman that was kidnapped.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what happened. Once finally he was tracked down, there was a whole cadre of congressmen and senators that got a hold of Ed Meese demanding answers. But really, the whole thing was just effectively covered up.
And people wonder why Congress is scared and bends over. It's because a guy can be found not guilty twice. The next time they grab him and they just disappear him, he beats that. So then they grab him again and drive him around for months till his hands and feet burst. His toes burst.
Yes, that is exactly what happened to him.
Yeah, and we've got a few of the photos today, but they're not even the ones Congressman Hansen sent me when back in 97 when he first came on the show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3131.